When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
It is cold, it is wet, it is dark. I am standing in Battersea. Today, I started off in Harrow East, and then I went to Hendon, and then I went to Uxbridge, Boris Johnson seat. And I'm now in Battersea. I'm soon going to be on my way to Putney and then Kensington. What can I tell you so far? There was a lot of people knocking on doors. But more interestingly, very, very interesting reports of mass queues at polling stations, not just in London, but beyond, across the country from Hastings to Manchester. Is it the youth quake? A lot of these people are young. We certainly know that. And they have defied the weather, a vicious Tory campaign, and a very hostile press. Will it be enough? We don't know. But what we do know is that all of us now, we still have a few hours, and in the next few hours, there will be millions of people still voting. Some people still making up their minds. And I suppose when I look, I stand here in a drizzling wet, surrounded by this big crowd of people. Some, I just met an NHS doctor, never knocked on a door before. He was nervous, but he doesn't need to be. He's just getting the vote out. If you can still do that, go and do it. How do I feel? Nervous, very nervous indeed. I know what the stakes are. I know what 5 years of Tory rule plus hard Brexit, plus them attempting to rig the whole system so that they can never lose again. This is what we're faced with. It's hard, it's difficult, but the only thing we have is hope, you know? This campaign for me has been an emotional roller coaster. I think I said this last night when I was emotional, as I sometimes am. But I just think of the real steely determination of so many people who've been demonised by the mainstream media. And I want to bring that up again, because this attempt to construe, to portray the left and Labour activists as a violent rabble does have, a dangerous rabble, does have consequences. Labour activists have been assaulted in this election, including one woman in her 70s who was beaten up and had broken ribs by someone screaming abuse, which wouldn't be out of place in the right-wing press. They've braved the elements, they've braved that fury, that dangerous fury whipped up against them. I myself have had in this campaign far-right activists chasing after me and intimidating meetings. And we know that that brand of politics has been emboldened by this government. And it's a scary moment in our history, we know that. But there's also hope and optimism. That's what I've learned. And I always think at times like this of our history, that people have always struggled against what seemed like impossible, overwhelming odds. And it felt hard and difficult and impossible sometimes. And people, look, I mean, I'm just standing in some rain. People were locked up, imprisoned, persecuted, killed, tortured for fighting for the rights and freedoms that we have today, including 200 years ago at St. Peter's Field in Manchester when the Peterloo massacre happened, when the state massacred those protesting for the rights of all of us to be able to vote instead of just the rich. And, you know, from the suffragettes, the trade unionists, the LGBTQ activists, the anti-racist activists, the peace activists, those who fought for the welfare state, all of these people, you know, we owe everything to them. And they show courage and resilience in adverse circumstances. We've got to do the same. Tonight I will be on ITV when the exit poll happens, which is frightening. I'm certainly apprehensive, to say the least. And the question will be, how well does Labour do, obviously, in places like London, but also, of course, what happens in leavier areas of small town North and Midlands, where Labour has had a big, big challenge in this election? We don't know. Is this a youth surge? And we saw the mass spike of registration, particularly among younger people? Will they be voting in the right places, places where they can swing the vote or save seats, where it will just mean even safer seats for Labour, but without overturning the Tories' advantage? We're going to find this out, that we still have time left, so we've got to keep fighting, full of hope, full of determination. As you can hear, my voice is struggling a bit, but wow, it's been an incredible journey. I've met so many people, the length and breadth of this country, and I know that that yearning exists, particularly amongst younger people, for a different sort of society. And who knows, maybe it's within reach. Whether it happens, we've got to keep fighting. Speak to you later.
Election Daily is produced by the Cheerful team, including Jeff Lloyd, Emma Corsham, Joe Kenyon, and Joel Pearce, with music from Pete Frazier.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.